All right. Hi, everybody. I am Michelle Louise, and I am a compulsive overeater. I'm so happy to be here. I love this meeting. This is one I like to tend to call one of my home groups because I come very regularly, as much as I possibly can. And so let's start from the very beginning. I like to think that now knowing what a compulsive overeater is, that I was always one. I started as a very young child scaring people by how I ate. And now I realize, well, that's just part of my disease. I used to eat like sticks of butter off the kitchen table, and it used to scare my grandma. And like she had to start like putting the butter in the fridge. And like it just like it happened more than I can count on like two hands. So I think I should have known at that point in time, maybe there's something wrong with me. And then like I remember I'm getting in trouble for stealing my cousin's medicine. And it was like a chocolate flavored medicine, and I definitely should not have been eating entire bottles of it. And like, things like that. I did weird things with food. And I was always a really large girl. I'm tall. I'm like 5'9" and three quarters now. I used to be 5'10" and like I'm big. I've always been big. I've been bigger than everybody else. I've been like 2 feet taller than everybody I know. And I grew very big as a child, and no one around me really did. And my family really wasn't like that. So I was really like the only one. And I liked to hide food as a child. And I used to like take things out of the refrigerator and hide it underneath my bed. And there was like no reason for me to do it. And that's like the weird part of this whole thing. We had food. I didn't need to hide it. It was like I was being selfish even as a child. What brought me in here was complete and utter demoralization of myself. My soul. I know this is Overeaters Anonymous, and I'm talking as an overeater. So most of my story is going to be how I'm affected by compulsive overeating, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't probably for my other program, which is AA. And that doesn't have to happen for everybody, but that's just how I found this program. And I feel blessed because of that. Just because I was sober and in AA, I was still spiritually bankrupt. And I didn't know why. But turns out I realized that food was my addiction my entire life. And once I was willing to tackle that, there's been a transformation in my life, and it's been a beautiful one, and I'm blessed. And it's all because of this program and finding power greater than myself and work in the steps. So we'll start from, finding the program. I remember the first time I heard about OA was in my other program. I saw the books in a closet, and I was like, what is OA? Like, there's this for food too. And my whole life I've been like, around 300 pounds or more. And like I might have lost like 50 pounds, and I wasn't ever willing to accept that I have a problem with food, because people around me, they didn't really seem to care much. And I listened in these rooms how a lot of people's parents were on them about food. Mine weren't. No one cared, and I didn't care. And I guess I was avoiding that issue for a really long time. And doctors cared. They cared, and they told me about it, but then I would avoid them for like long periods of time. I had untreated type 2 diabetes, and once I found that out, and that I had to be on medicine, and they wanted me to do something about my food, I didn't go back. And it's really weird because at the time, like, I had a doctor in my like I was married to a doctor, but like I was not willing to address the fact that there are these issues in my life. I found out about OA, and someone's like, oh yeah, it's kind of like the same thing with alcohol, but it's like with food. And I was like, with food? And they're like, you just abstain from eating certain things and then work the program. And it's worked for people, just like people tend to stop drinking. And I was like, really? And when I thought about it, I was like, well, I could use that, but I wasn't willing at the time to do it. I was like, oh, no way, I can't do that. I would never be able to give up my food. And like I said, it got to the point where I needed to. I went on a trip, and I remember like my health was really bad. And I at the time was on, metformin and then insulin, because I wasn't really properly taking the metformin and I was still eating whatever I wanted. And my doctor was really on me about it. And I had experienced gout. I had fatty liver. I had a lot of things. And everyone was on me about my food and I was unwilling to listen. And I went on a trip and me and my husband got a house on the beach and it was beautiful. My whole family was there. And for some reason, I had this gout attack. I know why. I was eating like crazy, but like I had a gout attack and I couldn't get off the couch. And I'm watching my entire family have this beautiful time in this house that I paid for. And I couldn't get out there. And I said, I'm done. I'm just so done. I'm done. And that was, that was the final straw. And I went in, talked to a friend. I knew a friend from AA that was in OA, and they're like, oh, I'll take you to a meeting. I was so done that she didn't go to that meeting that day. She'd cancel on me. I was like, I'm still going. I don't even care. I'm going. I gotta go. So I went to the meeting. Thank God I did. There were people there I knew, so I felt kind of comfortable. And then there was like people there that they call them 12th step Jews. So I was a newcomer, so they took me out of the regular meeting and they gave me like this little meeting where like they're like, this is what we're all about. And it was kind of like a beginner's meeting, I guess, just for me. And I learned about this woman who had been abstinent for like a lot of years, like 36 years. And she told me her abstinence was flour and sugar. And and I was like, wow, how can you do that for that many years? But I'm like, well, people can do it with alcohol. I don't know, but I'm willing, willing. What do you got to do? And she's like, you got to keep coming back. And like, here's some literature. And she gave me some things. And she's like, you should get a sponsor. And like, I didn't know who I was going to get to be my sponsor, but the next meeting I found my sponsor. And when I found my sponsor, it was someone who I already really respected. I knew her. And she was super spiritual and I was not. And if I know anything about this thing with compulsive overeating, I knew I was going to need a really, really good connection with my higher power. I didn't even like really have that great of a connection with my higher power as in sobriety. So I knew I couldn't mess around with this. And why I knew it, and I didn't mention this because I'm a chef and a pastry chef, and I knew that my trigger foods were foods that I would be around every day of my life, all the time. And my sponsor knew it too. So she suggested that I talk to her a lot, that I talk to God a lot. And then I worked the program like my hair's on fire. And I knew I couldn't at that time change my career. Like I just couldn't. I was too deep in a new business. And it would have hurt a lot of people for me to just pull out and be like, yo, I can't be here. I can't be around this. So I did a lot of spiritual development and I did a lot of praying. And I had a food plan right away and I started working the steps right away. And I definitely came to believe in a power greater than myself because it was so weird to me that when I was fully willing to do it and I made a plan, I made an action plan, I had numbers, I was reaching out, I was going to meetings, I had a sponsor, I was doing the stuff, and I was going to work. And it wasn't bothering me. I wasn't thinking about it. And it was there and I was in it and I was in it and it did not bother me. It is the weirdest thing. It when they said to come to believe in a power greater than myself, then the decision, okay, this is actually, if I do this, maybe this can actually work for me. And I realized when I was abstinent for like, maybe 3 weeks, and I had a guy over who was a pool guy, I realized why I ate. Like, I didn't really truly concept why I ate until I stopped eating and tried to be abstinent. And then I was like, oh, I'm mad at this guy, and all I want to do is go get fast food. And I realized this is what I've been doing. I've been soothing myself. I've been soothing my fears, my anxieties, everything that they're talking about when they talk about these shortcomings, the fearless inventory, everything that came up through all of that. Well, I realized I used food. And like I used controlling my food for so much. But there was a way out. It had worked. It had worked for people in this room. It had worked for my sponsor and people like that. And I just followed her footsteps the best I could. And she made suggestions, and so did everybody in here. And like it would be simple suggestions. Like if I was feeling junky, and I was working the steps, and sometimes stuff comes up and you feel junky, she'd be like, gratitude list. And I was like, ooh. Like I've heard that in rooms for years and years. I've done it like here and there, but I've never done it like every day. So I started to kind of add it to like my food plan, and it's really been a changer for me. And it really has helped me. Honestly, that gratitude list, it really is part of my step 11 now today. Like doing that on a daily basis, taking that time, meditating, thinking about my food, thinking about my day, thinking about what I'm grateful for. It changes my focus in the morning. And it's been a beneficial thing to my recovery. But it's things like that that I learned from my sponsor, and that's why having a sponsor is so important in this program and people, so I got abstinent and I stayed abstinent and it was a beautiful thing. And around, COVID happened and that was weird. And I was unwilling to try Zoom meetings. And I don't know why. I was kind of old school AA and I'm like, I need Zoom. But then like I kind of came around to it and realized like this is the way to move forward and this is the way that we're gonna be able to help others. So I gotta dig in. Because my schedule was changing, my OA meetings weren't available anymore, and I needed OA because I can't work my one program and get this program too. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I have to work this program. I had to be at meetings. I found this meeting. And, this meeting refreshed the big book for me. I really, really enjoy listening to what Overeaters Anonymous people think of this big book because it's been so life-changing in like a lot of ways for me. I mean, I have a way out. I've transformed from my higher power and from this book. And listening to what you guys have to say, it really broke it apart because I'm not really, I don't call myself super intelligent with words, and especially the way this is written. But when you talk to me about it, you help me understand it. And I understand myself in a way of an addicted food addict, a compulsive overeater. Today, my life is totally different because of this program. I've been able to get through hard things and stay abstinent. I sadly got divorced from my husband. And then it was really scary because he was the financial breadwinner. And, I was still doing what I was doing. And I was like, I can't be doing this forever. I can't be around this forever. I love what I do. But I just recently changed my career. I divorced my husband. I stayed abstinent. And it's been a beautiful thing. I've been able to meet, sponsor people in both programs, which is a beautiful thing. And I live this to the best of my ability in all my affairs. I'm always getting tested, so I'm always using the program. And I guess in a way, my sponsor likes to call it I'm using my spiritual muscles when I'm using the program over and over. Just recently, my parents moved in with me, and I was so scared because I had an abstinent household. And now I don't anymore. And it's a beautiful thing for me to be able to give service to my parents and be there for them and to do this.
Gentle reminder, 5 minutes.
Thank you so much. It was so scary to have them come and live under my roof because I don't blame my parents for the way I am, but they are definitely, they don't eat like me at all. But it's redoubled my efforts. It's made my program stronger because everything is here now. It's still in, even though I've left my career of culinary and pastries and I'm in a new career now, it's so funny how it kind of just follows me. Food is everywhere. So my abstinence has to be strong no matter where I go. I can't be like that Eskimo that they talk about in the Bic book, where somebody will come with a bottle of vodka in the middle of nowhere and the Eskimo will be tempted. And I am constantly tempted. So I constantly have to reach out for my higher power and use the program and stay connected to you guys. I try to make, regular phone calls a part of my life today. I fit my life into my program today. I don't change my abstinence. I keep it the same. I keep my food very simple. I'm still a chef and I still love to cook, but I eat very simple ingredients today. I follow a food plan. I weigh and measure. And it's a really comfortable way of life for me today. I remarried. I have a beautiful wife. I have two beautiful dogs and a lovely home. I just got a promotion. So things are really looking good. I'm really, really excited about the future. But one thing I know is that I only have today. Because without this program, without you people and my higher power, without the steps of OA, the meetings I tend to go to very often, I'd be lost. I'd be lost. God has seen fit to take over 120 pounds from me. And I'm a normal body size for the first time I've ever been in my life. And it's been I think definitely 5 years. Like it's been a while. So I'm gonna keep coming back because I don't get this without coming back. And I mean, there's so much more I could tell you. 20 minutes isn't a lot to tell you how much this program's done for me. But thanks for all being here today. And thank you for all the service that this meeting has done for me.